Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2012. Deficiencies exposed at Walter Reed Army Hospital in 2007 prompted a re-examination of the care provided to wounded, ill, and injured service members and veterans by the Defense and Veterans Affairs Departments. A group led by Randy Williamson, a director in GAO's healthcare team, recently reviewed the extent to which these persistent problems have been addressed. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Randy to talk about what they found.
Can you talk about what prompted GAO to look at the way DOD and Veterans Affairs care for wounded warriors?
Deficiencies at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in 2007 served as a catalyst compelling the Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration to address a host of problems that wounded, ill, and injured service members face as they navigate the recovery care continuum. That is, as they receive acute medical treatment, as they then transition to rehab services, and then as they are reintegrated into either to going back to the military, active duty, or into the civilian community as a veteran. Subsequently, a number of review groups identified other problems, the most serious of which included inadequate care coordination and case management to ensure continuity of care, and confusing disability evaluation systems, and thirdly, an inability of both VA and DOD to electronically share medical records of service members. The Congress then asked GAO to assess the progress that these two agencies had made in the last 5 years to address the problems and to delineate any challenges that remain.
Your team identified in the course of this report some of the problems that continue to face service members as they recover. Can you give some examples of what you found?
Sure. Basically, on care coordination and case management, we found that although DOD and VA have established numerous programs to address the problems that were identified, oftentimes those programs are not accessible in all cases to the wounded warriors. There are basically two main contributing factors to that. An imperfect process for identifying and referring service members who could benefit from the programs, and also inconsistencies among the military services and the eligibility criteria for entry into those programs. And let me give you a couple examples. The Wounded Warrior programs mainly rely on referrals to identify service members who could benefit from their services. One of the main sources of referrals is a casualty report, which outlines a service member's injuries and other vital information. We found that those casualty reports are not always prepared for every service member, or they're prepared late in the recovery process. There are also problems with the disability evaluation system. It's oftentimes confusing and frustrating to people going through it. To address those things, both DOD and VA established an integrated streamlined system shortly after the problems at Walter Reed were revealed. We found that the waiting times after they established this new process actually went up substantially, as a matter of fact. VA and DOD attribute that to heavy caseloads and not enough staff to complete the steps necessary for that process.
Given this range of problems facing recovering service members, what steps is GAO recommending be taken to improve the situation?
So our recommendations basically address the kinds of things I've talked about. For example, we recommended that DOD address the monitoring issue and basically set up a mechanism to do that. Also, that they establish consistent eligibility criteria. The final recommendation is much broader in the sense that we would expect DOD and VA to really bring sustained leadership and attention to the issues and the problems that have been raised and hold some mechanisms they've set up to really achieve that.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.